The number of American companies listed on the stock market dropped by more than half between 1997 and 2012. Moreover, new entrants like Zynga and Zillow and Zulily start small and never grow big. By relying on contractors rather than hiring permanent employees in bulk, the newest corporations seem destined to remain tiny. The new businesses in the sharing economy have dispensed with employment almost entirely. At the end of 2014, Uber had over 160,000 driver partners in the United States, but only about 2,000 actual employees. Similar figures hold for Airbnb and other sharing firms. They are not manufacturers or service providers, but platforms out to disrupt traditional industries such as taxis, hotels, and even medicine. In school, I was often threatened with suspension for being disruptive. Now, being disruptive is an essential virtue for any new business plan. These things are connected. New technologies enable new ways of doing business and new forms of organization. New ways of doing business change the economic landscape and the prospects that individuals and families face. In the 20th century, the American economy was dominated by major corporations. In the 21st, that will no longer be.